With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Critics are alarmed over President Biden giving Ukraine the green light to unleash long-range U.S.-made missiles on targets inside of Russia. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
According to U.S. officials, the policy change was a response to Russia's deployment of North Korean ground troops. Ukrainian President Zelensky, who had been pleading for the authorization, said the missiles would speak for themselves. Meanwhile, some Russian lawmakers are warning of a potential world war.
The BBC's Paul Adams in Ukraine on how those missiles might be deployed.
It's thought that initially Ukraine's use of the Army Tactical Missile System, known by its acronym ATACMS, will be confined to defending Ukrainian troops still holding onto a small chunk of Russian territory in the Kursk region. A major Russian counteroffensive is expected there within days, assisted by as many as 10,000 troops from North Korea.
On X, Donald Trump Jr. writes, the military-industrial complex seems to want to make sure they get World War III going before my father has a chance to create peace and save lives. Also at SRNnews.com, if you think November has brought an unusual number of especially destructive storms, you're on to something.
Overall activity this year has been well above normal for the hurricane season as well. Even though we kind of had a lull right kind of in the middle of the hurricane season in late August and early September, because of all the activity we've had in the second half of the hurricane season, that's pushed us well above normal relative to what we would expect over a 30-year average.
The National Hurricane Center's Philippe Pappin. Pete Hegseth's lawyer says the defense secretary nominee paid a woman who had been accusing him of sexual assault. An alleged assault took place in 2017. The attorney says that whatever happened was consensual and no charges were filed. On Wall Street, the Dow down 57 points. This is SRN News. Dr. Erwin Lutzer, pastor emeritus of the Moody Church in Chicago. In an interview with correspondent Lori Tratiff of SRN News, Dr. Lutzer exposes the heart of America's cultural crisis as it impacts Christian pastors in pulpits all across our country.
We believe in the separation of church and state, but you cannot separate the state from morality. So I believe that pastors have the responsibility of preaching to all of those issues, you know, whether or not it's abortion, transgenderism, same-sex marriage. We preach about those issues, which today are deemed political, but they are, point in fact, very biblical.
Erwin Lutzer's newest book about embracing biblical truths is titled The Eclipse of God, Our Nation's Disastrous Search for a More Inclusive Deity, and What We Must Do About It. It is available now from Harvest House Publishers. This is SRN News. Supplementing human intelligence with artificial intelligence, Biden team out with a new set of rules governing the application of AI in crucially important infrastructure.
The Biden administration says the guidelines are aimed at using artificial intelligence in the power grid, water system, air travel network, and more. Private industry would have to adopt and implement the guidelines, which were developed in consultation with the Artificial Intelligence Safety and Security Board. Now, the framework recommends AI developers evaluate potentially dangerous capabilities in their products, ensure their products align with human-centric values, and protect users' privacy. Jason Walker reporting.
Pink slips have gone out to more than 400 Boeing workers, and the aerospace giant initiating a round of drastic job cuts. Boeing plans to let as many as 17,000 people go in the months ahead. More details at SRNnews.com.